Moisturizers do not eliminate wrinkles, period. There's, if you go online to something called Science Daily, you'll see a study that was just done by the American Dermatology Association that evaluated over 200 wrinkle creams. Again, almost all moisturizers saying that they diminish wrinkles, and none of them did. So I think the bottom line is that moisture alone is not going to eliminate wrinkles. Let me tell you what moisturizer does, and it plays a role, and it's important in how you look that day and how you feel. But for long-term repair, you need to be doing things in conjunction with moisturizing, not just moisturizing on its own. So if you think about what we're looking at in the mirror, we're looking at dead skin. That dead skin is equivalent, it's keratin, and it's equivalent to, it has all the texture and all the characteristics of a dead sponge. So when you look at that and you say, okay, if I have a dry dead sponge sitting on my sink and, you know, I look at it, what does it look like? What's a dry dead sponge look like?
Oh, it's dry and brittle looking and doesn't kind look moist.
Rounded up.
Wrinkled.
Yes. The edges turn up, right? If I throw that sponge in water, what happens to it?
Oh, it's supple. It absorbs it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So the bottom line is that moisturizers are the equivalent of the sponge in the water. And that's not downplaying the effect. I'm just setting the right expectation that – so what it does is it plumps up that surface dead skin. That dead skin sucks up the moisture, mostly water, and I'll talk about what water-type agents are, water-binding agents are, but it sucks those up and expands, and so that's why someone will say, oh, my lines looked diminished. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you just plumped the heck out of them, and they are diminished visually, but they're still there. So I think that's the really important differentiation. However, so let's talk about key ingredients you want in a moisturizer, because that was another part of your question.
Right.
You definitely want things that are going to cause that swelling, you know, and things that cause that swelling are going to be, or that plumping up effect. So anything that's a water agent, so hyaluronic acid you see in a lot of moisturizers because it carries 1,000 times its weight in water. Glucosamine, which is used a lot for arthritis because it puts water on the joint so that the joint's not stiff, that's used a lot in skincare products. You look at natural moisture factor, all of those things, and yeah, I got music to so that someone liked that natural moisture factor. But the key is that the natural moisture factor is another thing that sort of swells it up. So those are important. But to me, the most important things that you can do when moisturizing is to ensure that you're giving new topical nutrients to that skin so that the skin can actually have a chance of being enhanced for your immune system being enhanced. And that means antioxidants, which are things like vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin E, all of those kinds of pycnogenol, those are all things that are really important to making that skin, strengthening the immune system and making the skin more nutrient rich in addition to moisturizing. So really look for those kinds of things in your moisturizers.